Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. It is Sunday morning, September the 18th, 2011, and I am winging my way home as we speak right now in an airplane coming home to Monterey after a weekend of being with my students down in San Diego. We were working on the intrinsic love of our heart. And like in all workshops, there's always something very special that happens, and we're preparing for our Mount Madonna experience, which will be happening in November. You know, these retreats are very, very important to people's lives. Now, it may not be important to your life, but one day they may be important to your life. You never know. You know, coming together, meditating with people, working upon yourself, really looking inside, finding that which lives within you, the beauty of yourself, the blessing of what lives within you, learning how to bring it out. This is all very, very important stuff. And it's stuff that most people just ignore, simply choose to believe does not exist. The high and mighty, the highfalutin, as I call them. But it does exist, and it exists in every human being. And when that human being is ready to step aside and allow this intrinsic love to overtake you, it is quite an amazing moment. People are always trying to cure their ills from the pool that created the ills in the first place. Have you ever thought about that? In other words, it'd be like trying to drink clean water while you watch people peeing in the pool you were drinking from. That's probably a pretty accurate analogy. And that's basically what's going on here in the world. We think that the outer life is our life and that we have to change that first. And it's simply not true. That's why these beautiful retreats have a lot to do with the meaning of our life and coming together in that meaning. Learning how to drop the mind, learning how to drop personality, ego, vanity, pride, and maybe persevere into something far more meaningful. You just never know. So I hope eventually some of you, not all of you, but some of you, hear the call to your heart. You know, listening to my words is one thing, but getting involved and really immersing yourself into the call of your heart, that's something entirely different. Being able to hear love, not as words, not as thoughts, but as a direct experience. This is something far deeper than I could ever teach you here on radio or even be with you at a workshop or a retreat. I give you the space and the energy to find that love that lives within you that is your own individuation from your human side. It's really very important. So you think about it a little bit. Maybe the time will come when you're ready. Let's go to the first question. In this world, there is so much pain. Why is this our history as a people, Greg? Why so much brutality? Kathy. Oh, Kathy, it is the question of the universe, isn't it? Well, a lot of it has to do with our historical karma, what we have always been on this planet, what this planet really is all about. It's about working things out. It's about working on things that, you know, typically we forget are very important. I mean, what's the uppermost thing in people's minds as you go through the day? It isn't going to be love, Kathy. It isn't going to be compassion. It isn't going to be the intrinsic goodness of you. It's going to be about how much money you have, how much you've made. Can you go and do what you want to do? And that's basically all it's about, is doing what you want to do. It has nothing to do with love. It has nothing to do with kindness. It has nothing to do with generosity. It has nothing to do with living from the heart. So people naturally live according to their thoughts, their desires, and they don't even question it. Kathy, what blows me away is they don't even question where they're living from. They don't look at it and go, what am I living from here? Any impulse they have, emotional impulse that they have, any whim they have emotionally, can be garnered into a justified, rational way of living, even though it has nothing to do with the meaning of our life, what our life is all about, and how to sustain a life worth living. It just doesn't matter to people at all. All that matters is, am I getting what I want? And when I get what I want, can I keep it? And that's basically it. People will tell you they have noble reasons for all the things that they do, but it really isn't true. It really isn't, no matter what. What they want is they just don't want to have to work at their life and see it for what it is. People have this belief that life should be easy, a bowl of cherries, as it were, and everything should be simple. You ask me, in this world, there is so much pain. Yes, there is. A whole lot of pain. Pain that comes up from past lives, pain that comes up from this life, pain that we supplanted inside of ourselves years ago and 2 minutes ago. Our pain is that we have removed ourselves from our intrinsic nature, our authentic self. That's the pain. The pain isn't what biblical people like to think of as God's will. It's me. It's you. And what are we doing? We are separating ourselves, removing ourselves constantly from the ebb and flow of love. And because we do this, without a shadow of doubt, based on some kind of emotional pattern that we have going, emotional impulses, typically, we find ourselves in some pretty hairy situations, chronic situations where brutality and hatred can really grow. I mean, I guess this fall, somebody went to a football game up in San Francisco and two people were shot because they had shirts on that said something derogatory about the Raiders. I mean, that's horrible. That's just horrible. Wearing the shirts isn't too smart and unnecessary, but the whole fact that just because I differ from your opinion, you should hurt me is over the top. But this is what's going on in our world today. The brutality starts within ourselves. It's in an unquenchable pain. That is really what it's all about. That pain is about emotional stuff that probably happened when we were kids. And we just don't want to see how that pain took form in our life. It's very sad. It's very sad. I see it all the time when I'm traveling. I see it all the time when I'm working with new people who are just filled with anger and hurt and pain. And they think that in their anger, hurt, and pain that they can get away with anything if they make the pain seem so justified that, you know, it's not their fault and it shouldn't have happened and blah, blah, blah. And that's why there is such suffering in this world. You ask me, in this world there is so much pain. Why is this our history as a people? Because as a people we never matured. As a people we never grew up. As a people we never were much interested in anything other than ourselves and what we wanted. And so now here we are, in this great sorrow, in this great pain. And we have no generosity. Our pain has not produced any generosity at all. It hasn't promoted any kindness at all. All it's promoted is anger and justified means to get even with other people, like we would know what is justified, what is right, and what is wrong. So, Kathy, what can I say? It's our history. It's the way we are as people. It isn't going to change with time. It can only change with consciousness. Little pockets of people in the world practicing, working upon themselves. Who knows what can happen from there? Maybe it will be wonderful. I don't think so. My personal point of view on it is, you're not here to change the world. You're here to change the world in you. And if you can do that, you've done a great deal of good in my life and in everyone else's. Please forgive me. Namaste. That was a great question. Very thoughtful question. There is a lot of suffering in the world. I mean, you look at it, and it's all because of impulse, emotional impulse, just doing what we want when we want, having too many kids, thinking we have the right to have so many. I mean, the whole deal. Entitlement, all the things that make the world go round and round and round and round. Yeah. Next one's from Lang, and he lives in SoCal, and he listens to us here on KRX, saying, I'm so grateful. Why do we fear? Did God put fear into us, Lang? Lang, this is a very interesting question. Why would God, as love, put fear into human beings? I mean, how could that even be a question? But the real question is, if God is love, and I have a really hard time with the word God. You've got to know that, Lang. I don't even like the word. It's just so painful to me. Because the word can be used in so many different ways and used to describe so many different things. It just, I can't even hardly go there. But for the sake of our discussion here, one-sided on my part, we'll say there is a God that created us all and made this all happen. Why would he create fear? That is a very good question. Because God does not produce fear. You know, you can give a child a very sharp knife, and if that child is not careful, they can cut themselves. We were given emotions, human emotions. And if we're not careful with human emotion, it can cut us to ribbons. It has cut our entire world to ribbons, our societies, our cultures. It's cut up everything because we didn't use it correctly. We used it in a way that brought about hurt and pain and sorrow because we allowed it to accumulate. We allow hurt and pain and sorrow to accumulate. We don't individuate from our emotions, which is what we can do. And why don't we? Well, because it's too gratifying not to. Gratification is everything to us. And Lang, that's the bottom line here. With every gratification that I do to myself, every single one, I create more and more the possibility of fear and hate in me. Now, there'd be many, many people that would disagree with me on that and say that just wasn't true, but it is true. Does that mean we're not supposed to enjoy things? Is that what you're saying, Greg Penn? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we don't live impulsively. We don't live gratuitously. We live intrinsically. To live intrinsically is to live in love at all costs to our impulses, our desires, our ambition, our pride, our vanity. And to live in such a way like that is to put ourselves in a posture, in a position to change the way we operate. How do you operate emotionally? Take a look at it. How do you operate? Can I get you to meditate without the promise of there being some nirvana at the end? Can I get you to meditate to help you awaken without telling you that you might awaken? Everything we do strategically to get something we believe that we do not have. And that's why we have such great despair in our life. The despair in our living is not because God put it there, as you put here in your email to me. It's there because that's our karma. We have a human body karma. We have a karma that we came from other lives with that forced us to have a human body. It is the way of the world as it is. It's the way of karma. And so there we are. we have a body. And in that body, for this lifetime, there is emotion and passion. Now, this emotion and passion doesn't mean that, you know, that's what we are. That's like living with a Yugo, you know, a car, that beat up car from Europe. It's like a Yugo. It doesn't work very well. It only works for a short period of time, then it breaks down. And it's got a faulty electric system. Lucas Electric. You remember that? Oh, my. Yeah. Anyway, it has all of these very, very karmic limitations to it. And because we're in that limitation, because we haven't learned how to live out of it, which is what Buddha was about, Lao Tzu is about, Jesus is about, they're teaching us how to live beyond the beyond. To live in the world, but not let the world live in us. That's what they're teaching. So when you start to understand it from that perspective, that point of view, then everything makes sense. Now everything becomes more and more beautiful. And now you're looking at life from the point of view, not of what's right and wrong, good and bad. You're looking at life from the point of view of what is possible. There is a vast love in you, a vast intrinsic compassion and love within you that exceeds anything you've ever known before. Anything you've ever known before. The problem with most of us is we're not much interested in it. We want our bodies and our emotions to reward us for everything we do, and even the things we don't do. We just want it to be rewarded. And we are not willing to give up love, our human love for real love. Our human love isn't real love. It's a form of a love, but it's not the real love, the unconditional. And human beings cannot experience the unconditional. Only you, your intrinsic side, can experience that. The beauty of you has yet to be found. Of all of us. This is an immense trip we are on. We put ourselves on this path. And if we are wise, if any of us are wise, we will use this path to bring us to the meaning of our life. I hope you will. I really do, Lang. This is a good question you've asked. Don't think in terms of God. Like a man who put things into you and takes things out of you and punishes you and rewards you. Don't think like that. If you think like that, you'll be missing. You'll be missing a great deal, and you don't really want to be missing anything in this world. Too much is going on. We are in a very critical stage in our state of humanity. And if you let love live you, wow, much can happen. Be a part of the beauty, not the tragedy. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question for today. Wow. I'm impatient, says Davis from Encinitas. I've got no time for fooling around. Not even my own. Would you please comment on my impatience, Davis? Well, Davis, we all have this to some degree, eh? I think impatience is something that most people in this on-demand society that we live in have to suffer from. We are used to getting everything we want when we want it. And if we don't get it when we want it, then we think something is wrong and somebody's not doing their job here in the universe. And that's probably why we have the difficulties we have, because we think everyone's wrong but us. But what if I were to say to you, Davis, that it's all about love? And what if I were to say to you, it doesn't really matter if we get what we want? You say, I'm impatient. I've got no time for stupidity, you say here. Yeah, I understand. We don't need our own stupidity, do we? But we have to undergo it, because everything I look at, everything I do, as Greg is bent on some foolish prejudice that I have developed on the inside of myself. And I look at these prejudices and I go, what is that? What is that prejudice? How did I come to that? It could be a prejudice about what I think is right and what I think is wrong and who deserves what and when that should happen and the whole deal. There's all sorts of ways of looking at our life. And typically, none of us look at our life from the ways of the heart. We look at our life from the ways of our mind, our ego, our pride, our vanity. And hence, we don't do very well in our life. We just keep working the way we're working, in fear and in anger. So, I'll tell you that my answer, Davis, and you've really got to understand this, from the point of view of where I'm coming from. It's all about love. I'm going to have to give up my impatience for the sake of wanting to see how things work. If you're more interested in the workings of life and how the cogs hit and touch each other, if you're more interested in the way life flows than you are in what you get out of life, then you're in the right position. You're in the right posture. And something magnificent will start to happen within you. You will start to feel the ebb, the flow of love. It's all about love. And everything, Davis, is happening just as it needs to happen. In fact, it's happening the only way it could ever happen to me. That's something you just have to begin to understand. It couldn't happen in any other way than the way it's happening right now. Now, if that's too hard and difficult, if that seems unfair or whatever, then you're in for some real difficult times in your life. But if you can see the beauty of that, if you can see the substance of that, if you can see the joy in that, you can see the meaning of it too. And that means that I don't fight what's happening. I sit with everything that is happening. And I learn from it. I am quiet. I observe. I do not judge. I do not analyze. I do not criticize. I just sit, observe, and watch. And now something beautiful begins to happen. Now I begin to see the light of everything in the love that is the all. So play with it. Just play with it. Don't make an issue out of it. Work upon yourself. Work upon this thing. Let love live you. Just relax and watch. Things are trying to show you a way, a path to yourself, a path to love. It's all there. It's staring us all right in the face. The problem with most of us is we are just far too busy to care. And because we're far too busy and we have so many opinions about so many things, we miss the meaning of our life. And you don't want to miss that. It is so beautiful, this thing called your life. Please forgive me. Namaste. If you have a comment, a question, something I might be able to be of service to you, please come to the website at aspire.org. That's aspire.org. Go to the main page there. You'll see contact to the upper right. Just click on that and type me an email. Love to hear from you. Any questions, game. I love hearing from you. And if you don't want me to use your name, you know, of course, I will not just say withhold name. And I'll be happy to do that. As you can see, you can watch our Aspire TV programs now via the website at aspire.org. We have our own station on YouTube right now. And if you go to the main page, you go down to the bottom there, you'll see YouTube. Just click on it, and I hope you will become a subscriber. And you can see that the last series I did on the sound of one hand clapping. And I think you'll find that series very, very important. Not many teachers would talk about what I talk about in that series. It's a very, very controversial series, I can tell you that, but very necessary. And it really is very important that you go and take a look at it. So if you get a chance, please come to the website at aspire.org. And while you're there, go take a look at YouTube. It'll take you right to our YouTube station. And go enjoy. You get to see all the Aspire programs eventually. We're converting them. And that's what sponsorship does. If you become a sponsor, you help us not only pay for airtime here on KRXA, but you also help us convert the programs to YouTube so you can watch them whenever you like. You can watch them on your iPad, your iPhone, your computer, your BlackBerry. I don't know why you'd want to do that, though. Do I sound snobby? I guess I do. Forgive me. How about an Android? I don't know why you do that either. Get an iPhone. They're wonderful. Anyway, I'm out of here. Have a wonderful day. And remember something as I land the airplane here. We live in the most gorgeous place in the world. Never forget that. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.